Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Kostaki Economopoulos and house arrest. You'll hear that coming up right after this message.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it, and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your... don't let him mooch off your...
No mooching.
Do it now!
In southern Ohio, just north of Cincinnati, I beheld a vision next to the expressway. Was a 60-foot Jesus with his hands in the air. Looked like he's carved out of butter, just like at the state fair.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, Imperial Jesus. Can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord. Holy, oh Lord.
Well, you see him from the chest up, like he's about to do a backflip, like he scored a touchdown, or maybe melting or about to drown. Well, I've been to the state fair, seen a cow made out of corn cobs, Garth Brooks out of string cheese, and the Virgin out of olives.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord.
Shipped in pieces on a flatbed, staring backwards was his big head. Driver stuck in traffic backups, desperately avoiding eye contact. Well, don't make no graven images, That's one of the Ten Commandments. I hope the grading curve is kindly. You get to heaven with a 90.
Big butter Jesus, sweet cream Jesus, old country fresh Jesus, unsalted Jesus, old promise Jesus, imperial Jesus. I can't believe it's not Jesus. Holy, oh Lord, can't believe it's not Jesus.
Oh, spread the word.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a brand new gigantic television set. If you will, a television, what do you call it, monitor, a huge screen. It's the size of the one you'd see at a drive-in theater.
Well,
it's
yes.
Now right here in the studio. That makes the visage of Kostaki whatever the hell his name is.
Economopolis?
That much
it's
bigger.
A screen that can fit his name.
Yes, for the first time ever.
Yeah.
If they had to subtitle this, you could see Kostaki's entire name on the screen. From Los Angeles, California, comedian Kostaki.
Ooh, Hollywood.
Yeah.
How's George Clooney?
How are you guys? What's up?
Oh, it's good to see you.
I didn't know we were allowed to tell Tom to shut up.
Well, you're not really.
Well, who said it? I did.
Yeah. I tell him to Kostaki. He's talking about a gentleman that set a world record for water skiing on 11-foot-tall stilts. And he wants to not only, we already talked about it, ad nauseum, now he wants to talk to this lunatic on the phone like he's accomplished something.
Okay. He did set a world record.
He's got the world record.
Accomplished something.
You see what I'm up against? And he's got Mrs. Griswold over here agreeing with everything he said. It's just...
That's not true.
Do you want to hear that? Do you want to hear that, Kostaki? Talk to this guy.
Kostaki, here's the thing. This is something really fun. It's summery. Or we can hear about whatever the latest CV BS is from the world of sports.
How about this?
Some spoiled brat athlete that's stuck in Orlando making $1 million a week bitching about his lunch.
This is just
these guys could all drown and
the
I wouldn't
NFL,
care.
Whoa, the NFL is offering the owners are meeting and the NFL has said they're going to do away with all the preseason games this season if they can get away with it.
How about that?
They're going to try
to do that. How about that?
No preseason games. It's right to the regular season. Oh, I have your attention now. And they're going to.
You don't want to get my attention. Patrick Mahomes water skiing on 11-foot stilts.
Contractually, I don't think he's allowed to do that.
That's right. Probably contract.
Because he'll look stupid, and it's bad for the league.
Kostaki, if you were on shore and you saw a guy on 11-foot stilts skiing, wouldn't you be cheering and hooting and hollering?
You'd lose your mind.
I would. I'd laugh and
I'd never stop laughing.
Drink a beer. And, man.
He could write half your name on the side of two of his skis.
Do Greek ski? Sounds summery.
What did you just say?
I said, do Greek ski.
That's no.
I can't say never. It's more of a windsurfing kind of thing. You see that in Greece?
Sure.
It's very windy and choppy.
Oh, they got some
choppy.
of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
I would love to see them. Love to.
Sodomy along the beach and making the kids cry. That's what they're known for.
See, I tried to bring a little joy to the show. Guy sets a world record, and now all the news from the NFL is about meetings and testing and blah blah blah.
That's right. So, well, we are changing a nickname. That's good news, right?
Yeah.
What else? Washington FC is the Washington Football Club. That's my vote. Yep.
I like it. So they're no longer going to have that prior nickname because of pressure leveled by the FedEx and Nike and Amazon. You know, you're completely out to lunch when you have to be pushed to do the right thing by that bastion of high moral thinking, corporate America. Finally. Get us where we need to be. So if you're up for it, I want to talk mascots today.
We've got
the king of maybe weird team names, the University of Santa Cruz. You guys know this one, right?
Banana Slugs.
Banana Slugs. How fun is that? That's great. The Columbia College Koalas. the Brevard County Manatees, the Scottsdale Community College Fighting Artichokes.
Yeah. How about that?
Is that real? Is that real?
That's a real one. That is a real one. And sometimes they have two names. Cal State Long Beach are the 49ers, but the baseball team are the Dirtbags.
That's I love really? The Dirtbags. That's great.
Oh, man. Why dirt do they bags. Do that?
Baseball. They're Dirtbags.
Yeah. All right.
Virginia Tech has the Hokies, of course, but the swim team is the H2 Okies.
Oh. All right. That's good.
Clever. Grays Harbor Chokers. They, of course, get close to the championship, but can't quite close the deal. Purdue has the Boilermakers, blue collar, kind of cool, gritty. But they have some satellite schools. The one in Fort Wayne is the Macedons. And the North Central version of Purdue is the Centaurs. The head, torso, and arms of a man and the body of a horse. It's great if you're a centaur. No more drinking and driving. You just throw your girl on your back. You get drunk. You gallop home. That's nice.
That is nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
She better be really drunk.
No, because if she's really drunk, she'd fall off.
No, I'm not worried about her falling off.
Oh.
I'm worried about needing a suture kit.
Yeah, that's right. You're hung like a horse.
No, you are a horse. Yeah.
Come on, Catherine. Yeah. Let's go home.
Catherine.
Good Catherine, reference. The great joke. There you go.
There it is.
You don't want that the other way around. The horse head, the man body, that's no good.
No.
Why the long face? Oh, I have a horse head.
I think that's married to Matthew Broderick.
Lady, he's on fire.
Low-hanging fruit. I'm sorry.
She's so pretty. Why are you so mean to her?
I honestly think she really is.
Why are you so mean? Why does everyone go away? I never got that.
Have you seen her?
No, she's so sweet. Why does everyone go? It's like people who criticize Nickelback.
Either.
It's the same thing. Mm. They don't...
I think Sarah Jessica Parker's real pretty too.
Do you really?
I do.
She does have big swings. Well, that's fair, right?
Yeah.
She's
ridiculously gorgeous.
You're exactly
you're
right.
Oh, yikes!
Right.
The Rhode Island School of Design has the Nads.
Of course,
the Nads.
Yeah, they're famous because their cheer at the sideline is "Go Nads."
Go Nads.
What is a Nad?
Gonads. A Nad is nothing. It's so they can do the cheer gonads.
Okay.
Gonads are testicles, Christy.
I know.
Remember that horse we talked about a few minutes ago? Sorry.
I actually have a guy who dresses up as Scrody. He's the mascot.
Do they That's really?
Yeah. But look it up. Pull up the image. You can find it quickly.
And not
Rhode
anymore.
Island.
He's been sacked.
Nice. Oh, the streak continues.
This is your best morning ever.
I got a brand new bag.
So the Nads has been the team name for like 100 years. It's been a long time. And in 2000, also true, they added a basketball team called the Balls.
Okay.
And their slogan, when the heat is on, the balls stick together.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
That's
a slogan. Yeah. Sometimes the mascots are nerdy inside jokes. You ready for this one? Also, St. Louis, another one from your neck of the woods, buddy. The St. Louis College of Pharmacy, Eutectic.
Hmm.
Anyone?
Hmm. I hadn't heard. Yeah.
It's a homogeneous mixture that has a lower melting point than any of its constituents. Huh?
Wow.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fun to root for.
Yeah, I bet those teams blow. I'm just saying.
I don't know. What sports are they playing? Yeah,
I don't know if you have this one on your list, Kostaki, but your college has an interesting name, doesn't it, Josh?
Yeah, I went to Webster University in St. Louis, and the Gorlocks is the
name. You went to Webster? That's the next one on my list.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
There you go. Webster. Yeah,
so
he went
go
to
ahead.
Is a Gorlock a real
craziness.
Thing?
The Gorlock, Webster University is located at the intersection of Gore and Lockwood, and so they created this weird...
Wow. Lucky they weren't like at the intersection of Rucker and Reaver.
it's just a pair of taillights driving away.
So being a liberal arts college, they decided to be creative, and they created this weird troll
sort of creature.
And in lieu
of creative, they went with this.
Yeah, and it's called the Gorlock.
The intersection of Fudge and Cracker and Tucker.
It's the paws of a cheetah, the horns of a buffalo, and the face of a Saint Bernard. Is that true?
It's kind of what it looks like. I didn't know that, but I just thought it was like a goblin or troll or something.
Huh. Sounds like the mascot for the University of Chernobyl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Quite a thing you guys came up with. Now, sometimes there's a grammar issue. We just accepted this phrase, the Toronto Maple Leafs. That's not the plural of leaf.
It sure isn't.
Nope.
But we accept that. And high schools have some crazy ones. Am I right, Christy? You went to the Ben. You're the Giants?
Yes, Ben Davis Giants.
Ben Davis Giants. Chick, you're a Red Raider. Is that right?
Yep, I was a Red Raider. Yes, sir.
Tom, is this right? You were a prepper?
Yes, but let me clarify. Now, allow me. Because in today's world, a prepper is someone who is preparing for doomsday.
That's right.
Yes.
It has a new meaning.
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know
yes,
that.
Yes, my prepper thing involved Madras jackets, ties. Yes.
Prep school.
Old school. No. Old tiders. School prepping.
It's a much douchier. This
yes.
yeah. Yeah, it's not as cool as... Yeah. You know, having a really nice gun rack and a lot of food stores.
Most preppers aren't going to survive the apocalypse.
A bunch of cash.
Living 50 feet underground.
Preparatory. Yeah.
I wonder if there are any preppers.
I doubt it.
I bet so.
Oh, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Oh, no, a comet's coming. Let me get my collection of books.
Yes. A comet.
And my Lacoste shirts. Yeah.
Preppers, that's a very thin slice of Venn diagram.
Yes. You're right.
Sours before five. Well, there's a nuclear holocaust going on outside. Thought I'd get a little bit of a buzz going.
Janine, look, my hazmat suit is Argyle.
The comet might hit me, but it'll hit me like a gentleman.
My son Cheever and I were...
Cheever.
Cheever, do hurry up.
Illinois has a high school, the Centralia Orphans.
Yep.
Oh,
That's a scary team. They got nothing to lose. That's a tough team. Most of these have cool background stories. That one during the Depression, the team played in mismatched uniforms, and a sports writer said they looked like a bunch of orphans, but sure could play basketball. You know?
Oh,
and
these okay. Things, so they owned it.
Kind of stick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
There are a lot of unfortunate ones we can't even say in the air anymore.
Yeah. That's correct.
Especially 50s era. But do you have the one that's related to the nuclear age?
You know what? I saw that one and I forgot what that was.
I think the Hanford, Washington has an atom or something, I think.
Isotopes?
There was an isotopes and there was one that actually has a mushroom cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think that's no longer.
Yeah, I think they may have stowed that one in
the. There's a high school in Idaho. This is true. You ready for this one? The Butte County Pirates. The Butte Pirates.
Because I don't see anything wrong. Well, why would that be inappropriate?
Somebody's got a sense of humor.
Town's called Butte and they're pirates. What's inappropriate?
Uh-huh. Wow. Yeah, I know. I was talking about this at a show. I swear this is true. And a guy came up to me and said they played that team in high school and some guys snuck over there and scraped the E off the school bus. How would you not? You have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
The equipment manager just grabs the E's that he keeps. We got it again. Slaps on.
Right. Yeah.
We're running out of extra E's. Let's buy some
more. You got to have your extra E's. That's right. Tarpon Springs has a high school called the Spongers. Of course, the area is famous for sponge diving. Not a brother who sleeps on your couch. It's very different. and finally, the Miami Hurricanes. That makes sense, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But there is a school in Georgia, the Georgia Southwestern Hurricanes. It's about 200 miles from the ocean. They should have to change their name to Rainy Inconvenience.
Kostaki Economopoulos. With various school names. Yeah, there are some that they've had to get rid of over the years.
Yeah, rightfully so, sure.
Yeah, quite inappropriate.
Yeah, we're growing up.
So. Yes.
And I'm trying to find if the Atoms are still out there, the ATOMS. It looks like they split up.
Oh.
They've gone fission.
Probably not. Fission, he said.
Most of the weird ones have like cool explanations, you know, like the Chokers is a nickname for like a rope or a chain that you wrap around a log and drag it. It's in Oregon. There's the Teutopolis Wooden Shoes. There's a bunch of these that have specific sort of explanations.
They're very regional.
I think they're better instead of that's why I know for the naming of the Washington Football Club. Do we really want something as generic as the Warriors? or just something that's been used 100 times.
Sure.
It's really great if they have something original and unique. That's why I think the Red Tails is so cool.
I love Red Tails. I think that's a great
one. A lot of history behind it.
And I just saw that 3 of the first 5 Tuskegee Airmen were from D.C., so it's got a local connection.
Oh, okay. So there is a local connection. Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. So that's great. Although Washington Predators might be appropriate based on the ESPN article.
That's true. Yeah. Heard that for a while. Yeah.
That's probably true.
Play-by-play slot is open.
Is it?
In all places. Yeah. Right.
The fighting defense councils.
Yeah.
Yes, right.
Well, Kostaki, what else is going on in your life? Just same old, same old?
Same old, same old. I'm thinking this pandemic has really taken the sting out of house arrest as a punishment.
Boy, has it ever. I have a comedian buddy that got off house arrest yesterday, and he just goes,
right?
"I know I'm going to get corona. I know I'm going to get it."
Wow.
House arrest for a comic? Was he was drinking and driving? What was he doing?
No, he was a drug dealer.
Oh, I'm surprised there doesn't happen more often.
Got to supplement his income.
Yeah, that was his merch.
After each show.
Yeah, he would sell.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. Josh Arnold, whatever you drank this morning, please have it.
I got a really sad story about a guy that Willie and I saw that was trying to get something on stage. Never mind.
Okay,
let's see now. Where do we go from here? Well, Kostaki, thanks so much. That's fascinating.
Yes.
I'll do some research to try to find out some of those other mascots. That there's some pretty cool ones out there.
What was your high school mascot, Kostaki?
I was a Sprayberry Yellow Jacket. Oh. How about you? Where are you?
Falcons. The Rockwood Summit Falcons.
Oh, Rockwood Summit Falcons.
Can I go back?
Tough rooting for the Falcons.
I'm sorry, Kostaki. What was the name of the city you lived in? Sprayberg?
Sprayberry was the name of a guy associated with the school. It was in Marietta, Georgia.
Okay, so Sprayberry. That's an unusual name.
Yes, it is.
That is, yeah.
You could have been the Sprayberry Sprayberries, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there is a Sprayberry, but
they squirt all over your face.
They could have been the Sprayberry Squirters.
Yeah.
Boy, don't get them confused with the Nads, and you got trouble.
You like a squirter?
Yeah.
I like Godwin's Sprayberry DDTs. That's good.
I didn't think anybody.
Well,
would
you
get
got
it.
That DDT's jacket.
Oh.
Didn't they give you that after your first year? Yeah, there is a coin shortage. It's at Pat's AA meeting.
Now that's funny. That was well done.
We'll be right back here in a minute.
Sometimes I do them just for Dean.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.